We're speaking in a new and pure language to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. For special access was given to us, the glorified wife, a member of the Godhead, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing forth the special access that came by the name of Christ the Wife. Special access to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're speaking the word of life that came by the name of Christ the Wife. Oh, special access to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're speaking the word of life that came by the name of Christ the Wife. We're exalted and anointed and are wearing the crown of life. For the fullness of the Spirit dwells in this body of the wife. And the light of the Lord in us shines so bright. And we're rejoicing and being blessed by that name of Christ the wife. Special access to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're speaking the word of life that came by the name of Christ the Wife. Oh, special access to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're speaking the word of life that came by the name of Christ the Wife. We're speaking in a new and pure language to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. For special access was given to us, the glorified wife, a member of the Godhead, dressed in fine linen, clean and white, showing forth the special access that came by the name of Christ the Wife. Special access to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're speaking the word of life that came by the name of Christ the Wife. We're exalted and anointed and are wearing the crown of life. For the fullness of the Spirit dwells in this body of the wife. And the light of the Lord in us shines so bright. And we're rejoicing and being blessed by that name of Christ the Wife. Special access to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're speaking the word of life that came by the name of Christ the Wife. Oh, special access to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. And we're speaking the word of life that came by the name of Christ the Wife. Oh, we're speaking the word of life that came by the name of Christ the Wife. Praise God. We love you, Lord. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Barbara. That's very good.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, we praise you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Just thank the Lord for this beautiful day.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Is everything going,
Amen. Soon. Amen. Glory to God. Soon it'll be real hot weather, but we want to enjoy these good spring days while they're available. Amen. Just thank God for that. Thank God for this weather. Amen. And in this part of the world, part of the country, it seems like we have a real nice weather. Not any time. It's not real cold. It's too cold. And then summertime in this area, in the mountainous area, it stays cool. So we just thank God for that. All right. The Word of God's so wonderful, isn't it?
Amen.
Amen. And we thank God for His Word, for the way that He's moving, and the way that He's gathered us together here at the end time.
Amen.
Amen. As we've come down towards the end of this last phase of the message of His coming, and the saints are here, and we're here, so it's just a gathering together, like we brought in a little bit last week. We brought in a little bit that we're gathered together before the rapture. Amen. And we'll be visible one to another, and that's what I mean. We're coming down towards this phase, that we're getting down towards the phase where that the dead and the living will be visible one to another just before the rapture. I don't know. Different ones have spoke that it probably will be a great revival here with the resurrected saints, not resurrected, they created by the Word, and us that have took this creative Word and into ourselves, and it's created as glorified flesh and bones, amen, and made us the wife of the Lamb. I like that song that Barbara sung. Was that a new one?
Yeah.
Amen. I didn't think I'd heard it before. She said that's a new one she worked on yesterday. Amen. And that, I like that. I mentioned on one of the messages a few weeks back, just in passing, special access.
A couple of months ago,
we had the wife has special access to the Father. And we praise the Lord for that, and we know it's so. Amen. And so we're just here today just to praise the Lord, to worship God, and just to appreciate Him. Take that, this we're living in a time not only of being glorified, but we're living in a time to be appreciative of what He's done and thank Him for letting us live right here at this time that we're living in. And the things that we are seeing, and there's a scripture, it says, many prophets and wise men have desired to see the things which you see and hear the things that you hear and has not heard them. Amen. In other words, it weren't time for them. They saw them far off, and they embraced the promises, but they didn't live in the time to see the great things that take place. And thank God that God let John see a vision of the wife of the Lamb in her dress, fully dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Amen. Amen. So that's wonderful. And that word special access to the Father, amen, that's a good one. Maybe we'll just take that for a title today. Special access. And not only to the Father, but especially to the Son.
Amen.
Amen. The Father and the Son. Now, Jesus said, no man come to God except by me. And that was when He was the only one that was a Word, part of the Word in that manner. But now there's been another member added to the Godhead. Now, we have a message on that. Probably that message is probably 2 or 3 years old. Amen. Where we brought that in, that special access, and the how the wife has special access to the Father and the Son, and you don't necessarily have to go straight to Jesus in that sense, but the wife, the water runs through the tree of life, which is the wife, and it says she bring forth her fruit. See, God's a great eternal spirit. He lights the whole universe when he wants to. And so we just think that these things he have let us have, let us see. And I noticed this morning when I watched the news, there's a lot of excitement on the eclipse, where this is the moon come between the earth and the sun, and it's a time where it's just almost for about 135 mile streak, it's just about turned dark. I remember the last time we had one of those, we didn't get the full impact of it, and we won't this time. We get about 75%, but the yard lights turn themselves on, you know. It got dark enough to turn them on. And that one streak through there where all the news reporters going to different towns to be there when it, it's called the zone of totality, where totally blacked out. Now it'll get dark there. Right. Amen. So it's a great phenomenal. And all the eyes will be on the sky tomorrow about 2:00 along through there. Amen, and everybody be watching it. But in this particular area, we don't get the full impact of it. But it will definitely turn like in the evening darkness, you know. Amen. So it may even turn the lights on. It did last time. Amen. So we just praise God. And while there are signs in the heavens, amen. And I've noticed on the last time we had one of the newscasters, they didn't make such a fuss over it. I mean, it's just something that kind of went away and so forth. But since we got it coming across the United States there, up from Texas up through there, and it's going to be a totality, they call it. And so we're not in that zone and all, but the eyes are on the sky. I tell you, our eyes is on something different, you know. Amen. We know that God does these things, and it could be that we'll go ahead and have a lot of these things taking place. And Brother Brown, he always typed those out, and he knew how to do it, what it would mean, so on. But I'm not a typologist, so I'll have to admit I'm not very good with types. Amen. Just say it like what it says, and that's about as far as I can go with it. It really takes something, big for me to type it out, and with any accuracy. So if I start typing out, you old saying is you take that with a grain of salt, you know, because it'll be just to best of my knowledge, that's what it means. But when inspiration comes, then your knowledge don't have to do with that. That's inspiration from God. Amen. When God speaks and says a certain thing. So we just praise God for it. Amen. And that was a great thing that took place. And we mentioned it quite often, because it's worthy to be mentioned more than one time. Paul said to say the same thing, said to you, it's needful, says it's not grievous to me, but for you it's needful. And I bring in quite often where that Barbara's back in the office thinking about the saints of old in the late evening. And when all of a sudden something come up on her and seemed she was with all the departed saints. It was within her, just something to come from within her. And it was such an amazing thing, and that got my attention. Amen. And so it just shows that we're so near. of seeing them. We know that when the Lord, when God sent Christ Jesus back, that Revelation chapter 10, he sent those spirits back with him, the souls and the tabernacle, it's called. And they began to take on glorified flesh and bone. And that's in 1 Corinthians, not 1 Corinthians, 1 Thessalonians 4:14. Amen. 1 Corinthians 4:14 and Revelation chapter 10 is basically really records the same thing. With the Revelation 10, it reveals there's a marriage. Amen. All seven of the angels that was with the seven church angels were there, and set like seven thunders uttered and so on. And it meaning that we've come through that period of time. And now, here, where we're at now, we're taking on glorified flesh and bone, as they also have been taking on glorified flesh and bone, word flesh and bone, on that, what do you call it, tabernacle, and the building of God, and so on. It's used two or three different words there. Amen. But what it is, it's the saints of God. Amen. Those that are to be part of the wife. See, they're married with married to him the same as we are. Amen. We're the wife of the Lamb. Amen. And when John saw it, he saw the totality of the picture. Amen. All those that he brought back with him and the living, all dressed in fine linen, clean and white. Hallelujah. And he said, his wife. Amen. Made her separated. She's taking on those things. And it's by the, it's the righteousness, it says. That, and the righteousness is the word for this day and hour, what it produced. Amen. Not for another generation. Now, there was a time when Pentecost, when it was just get the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that was about as far as it went. But now we realize there's a marriage. There's a masculine and feminine part of Christ and all of it's here. And here we are, and we're rejoicing in the Lord, and we're living here with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Hallelujah. Amen. So there's nothing much. Just praise God and glorify him. And the revelation, as God sees fit, will come along, and it just be glorious all the way through. Amen. So there's more revelation to come. And it'll come in its season, not maybe an earth-shaking revelation, because we've had those. And it didn't help. It helped for a little bit, but people settled down on that. But now this year is coming to its completion. Our glorification and the word body, that's those tabernacles took on, or those, what would you call them? He called them tabernacle building of God. Spiritual body. Spiritual bodies, yes. Amen. So I used the word, one that Brother Brown used, but it didn't fit there too good, I don't think, about the theotomies and so on. I don't know exactly. I'm not acquainted with that type thing too much. But I know that the spirit, those spirits came back. The tabernacles came back. Amen. And they came back to hear a message and to become glorified flesh and bone. Amen. By this word, just as we that are alive and remain, we that are still living, glory to God, are being changed from glory to glory into his very image. Amen. So, so we get those things. It's an image of him in the spirit, but we're still the feminine part, see. That's what makes a difference. Like Adam and Eve, Eve was in the image of Adam to a point, but she was female, he was male. And so that's types out the same. As we look at these things. And those are some of the things that God is highlighting in this time that we're living in. And it was only in recent years, maybe 3 or 4 years back, that we realized that Christ had the masculine, feminine part, and that was the way God was, because God made Adam in his own image and after his likeness. Amen. That's the spirit man, because God's not natural. He don't have a natural body. It was the masculine, feminine part of God as was expressed in Christ. And those things are still here today in a greater form because there's been a marriage, see. Amen. And that marriage is taking place. It started there on Revelation chapter 10, and we become his wife. But the other ones had to be here to partake with that. Glory to God. While they were basically spiritual tabernacles, spiritual being, amen. And we were in the spirit. We were all married together. And then there began a process. And that process began to work with us as far as changing our flesh, see. But with them, it began to put glorified flesh on those spirits. And it's all going to equal out together, that we'll be all, glory to God, ready to go up together. And we'll all be people, and we can eat and drink and be glorified. Amen. Amen. So it's all coming together in one. So the big get-together has been taking place for quite some time. Amen. Amen. And the completion of it is not very far away, see. And we can feel it and see it and glorify God in it. And those are the things that we're excited about today, see. Glory to God. And not so much going out for a big revival, because after we're gone in a rapture, then in the middle of that week, God's going to anoint 144,000 Jewish preachers. Now, you talk about revival, they'll be able to get into any building. They'll be able to get into the seminaries and the colleges and so on. And nothing can stop them till their ministry has run its course. So there is a revival in that sense, but the wife of the Lamb's already been glorified, raptured away. Glory to God. And it'll all start taking place in that wonderful land of Israel. Amen. The first of it will be two prophets coming. Amen. And there'll be prophets with a spirit like unto Moses and Elijah. They'll begin to prophesy. They'll turn the water to blood. And they'll smite the earth with different plagues. And it won't rain. Elijah was the one that said, "Don't let it rain till I call for it." So it'll be a repeat of that. It won't rain until he calls for it. Amen. They're in the land of Israel. Amen. Because they've signed the covenant with the beast, which will be the 10-horned nations of Europe, where the beast will be incorporated in that. And many things will take place like that. And we've gone over those before. And that book that we wrote starting in the late 60s on the interpreted book of Revelation, we bring many of these things in. But since then, it's even more that we could add. And here we are today, rejoicing in the Lord. And from time to time, we get a chance to talk about it. And yesterday, we got a chance to talk about it and bring some of the things out. And it seemed to have been receptive as to what's going to be and all so forth. But what's taking place, being the wife, that is something that is, that's the work of God. Amen. That's a revelation within you. Hallelujah. It's not something that you can teach somebody good enough to make them the wife. No, that don't work like that. Amen. But you can teach, the wife teach the word. The water come from the wife. Amen. The fruit of the Spirit and those things, it come from the throne of God through the Lamb, and then the wife of the Lamb run right through. Amen. Then the nations, glory to God that has gone into the eternal age will drink of it and live forever in the natural being. Amen. So those are the things that, well, most of it's covered, like I say, in the interpreted book. And so those are the things that we want to refresh ourselves from time to time. Amen. To be sure feet is planted just as solid on these things, unmovable. Amen. As far as one certain person came by and says, I'm gonna go. Came and stayed with us a while. Said, now I'm gonna go and find out what's out here. Say, amen. And see, maybe something better out there or something. We just need to see. If I just want to see for myself what's out. Well, if you're the wife of the Lamb, you have a solid revelation, and what's out there has very little influence on you. Amen. And we don't fight them anymore. Glory to God. And we don't try to convince them anymore. Amen. We just go ahead, rejoice in the Lord, and study the Word. And it just let God fill us with the Spirit over and over and over again. Every morning, amen, when you get up, a new day starts. When the sun rises, there's a new day starting. Then the Lord's help you. Mercy is new. His grace is new. Every day, see. Amen. Not that the wife is living on mercy, but in the days when David spoke that, I believe it was David spoke it. Amen. He relied on the mercy that was before the Lord Jesus Christ was manifested. And he talks about God's grace and God's, well, that's good. But now God's grace came down through his son, the Lord Jesus Christ, and he lives here for 33 years among us. Amen. Glory to God. And he understand, and he became a mediator between us and God, see. Amen. And so now, in this last day, when Christ Jesus has come back, brought those saints with him that died through the church age, all seven messengers was here to witness it. And that's the seven thunders that uttered out, which means we have understanding of those things that took place, Paul's message, Irenaeus, Acumbo, and the many messengers, seven messengers. And Brother Brian has a book on the seven church ages. And that was a great time, a great revival. And then the opening of the seven seals was a great time, and the Lord moved in a great way. But now there's a people here now. Glory to God that is personally in contact with God because they're the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Amen. So that special access to the Father, the special access to the Son, she's a special person. Glory to God. So I like for the wife members to pray for me when I need prayer. Amen. Glory to God, because that's special access. And that's what we have today, a special access to the Father. Amen. Glory to God. So we're just getting to the place now where these things are just thrilling us. Amen. We can feel it in our flesh. Amen. That's taking on fine linen. Amen. Tingling in our flesh. Hallelujah. As the Spirit of the Lord move upon us. And that fine linen is dressed the... That's the outer dress, glory to God, of those that's the wife of the Lamb, say. Amen. Hallelujah. And that has to do with the body, say. And then that righteousness, glory to God. And it all comes because we're the wife of the Lamb. Amen. Will the wife of the Lamb do everything just right? Not necessarily. Glory to God. But the thing is, she's the wife. Amen. And she gets special. You get special access to the Father by the wife.
Amen.
Amen. So those are the things that we're looking at today. And it's hard for us sometimes in our mentality to realize that we have special access, that we're part of the Godhead.
Amen.
Amen. See, Jesus in him, the Bible says, in the days of Paul, Paul said, in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Amen. But then we pick it up from there. Amen. And so let me get some water here. Amen. We pick up that from the special access, see. Glory to God. Now, we're part of the Son, see. We're made from that same word. See, Jesus had to come by the way of birth through Mary. Glory to God. And had flesh and bone. But that beginning of that flesh and bone were not the works of man, see. Not by the will of man. Amen, but the will of God, see. Amen, here come a child born, and I'm sure the child growed up like a normal child because no one suspected that he was the Messiah. Amen, and sometimes the anointing got on him, like when he was in the temple about 12 years old. A 12-year-old boy shouldn't know and not wouldn't normally know about the prophecies and how they fit and what God was doing. And they weren't, normally they wouldn't be able to ask questions that even those that have gone through the theological schools and the high priest and whatever, they had to go through certain things to get there. Amen. But he could ask them questions that they couldn't answer. They were amazed at the question he would ask. And when they would ask him, they were amazed that he could answer. What in the world? This young man here, we've never saw one like that. But they had no idea who he was. And when the Messiah come, what he'll do and all those things. And I think about on the way to Emmaus when he rose from the dead, those two disciples. Can you imagine him walking up, answering everything in their heart? Oh, and it was something begin to take place within them. And this message will cause something begin to take place within you, a burning in my heart, he said. Glory to God. That's what they said. Did not our heart burn within us as he spoke to us on the way? He began to tell them about the prophets and why they were troubled and so on. And they said, well, but the thing is, they crucified him. We thought he was the one. Amen. Well, he just told them a few days that he'd go in the city of Jerusalem, be crucified, and be raised again. And he began to tell them about David, said, my holy one shall not see corruption, and so on like that. And all of a sudden, they began to realize. And then, there, when they sat down to eat, they still had no idea other than, I like this man. I like him talk. And this man tell us things, you know. He's really read up real good. But when he broke the bread, and I don't know what special way he broke the bread, but evidently it was a way that they hadn't saw anyone to do it before like that. So as soon as they did that, the Bible says their eyes was open. On the way up the road, going to where they were going, their eyes was holing, see. Holing means they just couldn't see it. Amen. But God had an appointed time for them. They met there, amen, around the table. Glory to God. And that's where a lot of revelation comes sometimes, even now. Amen. Sitting around the table, maybe eating or something, talking about the word. Amen. And something will come out. Glory to God. Now, I usually think about when Jesus broke the bread, how that their eyes, was, instead of being holen, their eyes was open. Amen. And their eyes was open that they knew who he was. But as soon as they began to try to take it in, he was gone. And it made such an impact on them. They were tired after the long day's walk. But they ran back to Jerusalem to find the other apostles and disciples that were gathered there. And they began to talk about all of a sudden Jesus appeared in the midst. And the Bible said they were frighted. And thought that he was a spirit. Amen. And Jesus said, do a spirit have flesh and bone? And then he said, have you anything to eat? And when he ate with them there, that settled it, see. Amen. Glory to God. So I'm so glad that we've been eating with him. And we've been rejoicing with him. And now it's settled with us.
Amen.
It's settled with us. We're the wife of the Lamb. It's settled with us that we have special access to the Father.
Amen.
It's settled with us, amen, that we can come to him. And he will no wise cast us out, see.
Amen.
Amen. He'll hear us. Amen. So we just thank God that we're part of the Son. Amen. And to be part of the Son, you're part of the Father.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that makes you part of the fullness of the Godhead.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So here we are today rejoicing. And sometimes it feels like our feet can't hardly stay on the ground. And even up here talking and preaching here, whichever I'm doing, you can do, I don't know if I'm preaching or talking. But that tingling spirit of the Lord just tingle. Amen. And it's just so good. It's just so real. And it's not so much that we have bigger crowds or anything of that nature, or they ain't got to do it, because the wife is, comparatively speaking to this religious world now, is few in number. Amen. But the wife of the Lamb, she's wherever God's ordained, they'll get it. It's so amazing, like the internet today, how that through many parts of the world, someone can come in and hear it, and it just thrills their soul. And others, it don't make no much difference one way or the other. And we got a letter yesterday, I guess the day before, from a country we've been to before. And the man's talking about, he says, we're praying that God will bless your ministry and continue to bless your ministry and so on like that. Well, the thing is, it's the wife's ministry now. It's the ministry of the wife of the Lamb. And I kind of used to, that was what it was said, your ministry. Yeah, Main River, you know. Then that's when the vision comes, that breakaway river, you know. There's a river where everything's pure, glory to God, no doubt, no death, no pollution, and all that, the breakaway river. Amen. While the main river of life runs right on through, amen, and has a mixture in it, and that mixture is going to be separated at the end of the millennium. Amen. It'll go all the way through the millennium, that river will, because there'll be people born and raised. They'll be living. They'll come up to the, they'll come up and get water, wife of the Lamb, get a drink of that water. But they'll go back to their farm. But then to show what was really way down on the inside of them, the Lord is going to loose the devil out of the pit. Then he's going to go out. He'll go out throughout the earth to try. And there'll be a people gathered together without number, like the sands of the sea, to come against the wife of the Lamb, see. Amen. And they'll go up, say, let's go up to overthrow the camp of the saints of God. Amen. And Satan, with his leader, it won't be Satan as a spirit himself, but he'll have a man, he'll have a leader, amen, that's so powerful that miracles will take place and so on. But on the way up, he'll persuade, many of them not going to be persuaded by a sign, a miracle, or something like that, because there's something in them. Amen. They're the wife of the Lamb. They know it. And all this other, it just washes it off them. Well, don't get to them to wash off. Amen. But devil get enough out of a group of people that's raised up, born during this 1,000 years. There'll be a little of that serpent seed left in a lot of them. And they're waiting. And when they hear that voice, when they hear that man, whoever it be or how it will be, when they begin to hear that, it'll be something, they'll change all of a sudden. And we could get that over in Germany. I saw a movie or two on that and read quite a bit about it. The Jews, when they would be persecuted by Hitler and all, and they would say, we're all right, we got good neighbors, they like us, they think a lot of us, they cooperate with us, and so on like that. And so they're not going to bother us. Amen. But the thing about it, just almost overnight, the spirit got on them. And they began to hunt down, turn them in to Hitler and the Jews. And there was many of them, about 6 million of them, it said, that were burned in the furnace there in the different places where they took them to. Amen. But the wife of the Lamb, she's going to be similar, I guess, like that at the end, see, because Gog and Magog, and that's the way it talks there in the book of Revelation. It'll be that similar spirit. It'll get on the people, and God will allow it to do it. God will allow it. The natural people that's born and raised during the millennium, those that went in, there'll be many of them will listen to that voice. And that voice will sound so good to them, but to the wife, somewhere or another, it's just something about it that's just not right. Amen. And they will deceive many, and they'll go up to destroy the wife of the Lamb and so on. And that'll be at the end of the millennia, just before we go into eternity. And that will be there at the great white throne judgment, see. Amen. That's where he'll speak the word. They'll melt away. Glory to God. Be no more. And the devil will be cast into that lake of fire. And once something goes in the lake of fire, it never, ever comes out. Now, the beast and false prophet, that was a couple of spirits that broke loose from the devil. And at the end, at the beginning of the millennia, they were cast in the lake of fire, see. But the devil weren't cast in the lake of fire. He was bound with a great chain, see. Amen. He was cast into the bottomless pit, see. And then the bottomless pit is open at the end of the millennia. And then Satan will come forth. And he will have he'll anoint a man or a group, whatever how it'll be. And I'm not going to try to get in details here because I don't know exactly how. But there'll be a voice, a message, go forth, and it'll go all over the world. Amen. Just for a little season now. It'll be to try those that was born and raised during the millennia to see who loved the Lord and to see who was worthy to live in eternity. Now, they won't be saved people, born again people. It'll be just natural people. And mainly, it'll be the moral, how they live their moral life and kept the laws of God and so on like that. And there'll be some get careless and begin to do like they're doing today, see, before he's bound. Amen, with all kind of nonsense, we could say. And they'll go with another voice. Amen. But think about this. A great number of people, natural people, glory to God, they'll say, I'm not going along with that. That's wrong. That's against nature. That's against all these things. And I'm not going along with it. Amen. Well, they will be permitted to go into eternity to live and never die, see. Glory to God. And during the eternity, they can come up to Jerusalem from time to time to refresh themselves. And that's, sometimes we just get refreshed in the Lord, and we just feel like we can climb any mountain. There's no mountain too great to climb. Amen. We won't call what some of these mountains we see, we won't call them mountain, we'll just call them a little molehill. Amen. And just keep on going and growing for God. Amen. So here we are today. It's a time of rejoicing, and it's not a time to be weary. Amen. Just think about the Lord. Amen. And those things, and weariness will disappear. Glory to God. And yes, we live in this world, and we got things to do that to make a living, so on like that. Things to do, but we're the wife of the Lamb. We're clothed in fine linen, clean white, and we're joyful. And we put Him first in all things. Regardless what it is, He's first. And we don't have to be told to do that. That is something that's in us, and that's something we want to do. Who told those two disciples, when Jesus broke the bread, who told them to go to Jerusalem, to go tell the other one? Amen. Who told them? It was just something they couldn't sit still. They had to talk. Glory to God. And now, in this day that we're living in, there's a people, glory to God, and they're not necessarily trying to draw attention to themselves or anything of that nature. But when the anointing come upon them, amen, that's their main comment. That's what's in them. And when they got to the room there, when Jesus came in, it didn't take very long to be convinced that He rose from the dead. And Jesus said, "They are fools. How is that you don't believe what was said? Because only a few days the Son of Man must be put to death, and He'll rise from the dead on the third day, and so on like that." But see, all that went from, but it all came back. Sometimes you might feel like you've lost some of the things that slipped from you. No, they just a reminder by the Spirit. It'll all come back, who you are and what you are. Amen. And why you're here and what you do while you're here. Amen. Just rejoice in the Lord. And someone asked me from time to time, how can I be an effective witness? Amen. Just be yourself and let that Spirit of God come out. If the Spirit of God in you and you're thinking on the things of God, then you will be if you're the wife. Amen. Those are naturally the things you'll talk about. Amen. Glory to God, because they're in you. Amen. Amen. And if you try to hold them in there, you'll just about explode, see. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So when that precious occasions come by, when somebody interested in them, in these things, and you begin to talk to them, amen. I mean, you just feel real good, amen, about these things that God has given you. And sometimes God lets you talk to people about it. He'll let you come across somebody that's interested in these things, amen, just to bring them out and give you a refreshing, as well as them. They might not accept in the sense of being the wife, glory to God, but they will want to hear, glory to God. I had a man tell me here a while back, a year or so back, maybe a little longer. He says, "There's something in there about 1,000 years that says, ain't the devil supposed to rule for 1,000 years? Amen. Ain't that 1,000 years before the devil ruled the earth? Well, that time period of the devil ruling has passed. Amen. That was in the Dark Ages and all that, the time. But what it was, it's Christ will rule the earth for 1,000 years. See? Amen. And that's when holiness will be on the bridle of the horse and mule and bells, and holiness unto the Lord. And that'll be on the pots and pans, holiness unto the Lord. Amen. If I ever go in the store and see a name of a pot or pan, and it says holiness unto the Lord, I think I'm going to buy that pot or pan. Amen. Amen. Because that's what'll be there in the millennium. Glory to God. All these things, the people rejoicing, the people happy, all that. And they can do that, and yet, down somewhere or another is not all together one of them. And I'm talking to you about at the end of the millennium. Just think, so peaceful, so good, so wonderful. Amen. The whole world's at peace, it said. Glory to God. But then all of a sudden, something go wrong, seem like. Maybe the neighbor began to debate on something, argue about something, and it become in a little at a time till they begin to get to the place where the wife, and not only the wife, but the saints of God that is in the millennium, that's glorified. And see, there will be glorified saints in the millennium. Because when the tribulations are over, those that was killed for the word of God and so on, in the great tribulation, as soon as the millennium starts, they'll be raised from the dead. They'll live in the millennium. And they'll be assistant to those out there. And that's why the Bible says some will be rulers over five cities, and some ten, and so on like that. Amen. And they'll go out. There'll be the saints of God that gave their life and dedicated themselves that weren't part of the wife of the Lamb, but they had a place in God, see. Glory to God. In other words, they don't sit around the throne. Amen. But they're out here in all nations, the kings, and the different authorities that they have to help the natural people. And the natural people will be so glad to have someone there to help them. Amen. That they'll just, they can lay down in the bed and go to sleep. I know we used to never lock a door. Amen. If we had screen doors, we'd just pull a screen door through. And that screen door there would be, that would be all in. And my older brothers and sisters would come in now. Any time of day or night, they wouldn't come in. They didn't have to know where the key was at or anything of that nature because of the fact that the doors weren't locked and nobody didn't come in and try to mess around. And if somebody come by hungry and come in to get something to eat, that's all right, see. Amen. But the sin weren't rampant like it is now, see. Amen. Well, that the similar, and it has happened this way in the last 60 or 70 years, it began to get this way. And you take a little season at the end of the millennium. See, that's what it will be. It'll begin to be things that's not right. And things that will cause conflict. And Satan will finally get a group together. They'll say, let's take over this earth. And he could say something like this. You talk about a millennium, you ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till I get ruling. Wait till we get ruling. And we'll show you a millennium, see. Other words, promises to make it better. Amen. But he's deceived. The Bible talks about some deceived and being deceived. They're deceivers, but they're deceived themselves. Amen. Other words, what they're saying, they believe is right. I mean, you take a lot of these denominations that would reject it. They believe they're right. And some of them are actually born again. And those are the ones that will wake up during the tribulation period. Amen. When they see all this thing begin to go the way it is. And we could get that with Hitler. And there's a type of it right there. Where those Jews in Germany, the neighbor turned against them. Everybody began to hate the Jews. And made them wear these here stars on the to identify them as a Jew. But there were some in there that I like that put the star on them. They weren't Jews, but they stood for, they was with them. And they put the stars on too. Amen. So I tell you, that's in all the badness that there is, there's going to be some good come forth. Amen. All the badness that will take place at the end of the millennium. When the devil loose, there's some good that'll come forth. Amen. A group of people that will not bend, won't bow. Amen. They'll stand and they'll say, that's not right to go get away from the moral laws of God that's been established since Adam and Eve. Amen. They want to do a perversion of it. That's not right, and we're not going along with it. Amen. That's when fire will come down from God out of heaven and just burn them up. And we'll say just a greasy spot where they were. Glory to God. Amen. Then the old devil's cast in the lake of fire along with his imps and so on and be destroyed. The lake of fire is to destroy. The devil will be destroyed. He's not eternal. Amen. His children, not eternal, they'll be destroyed in the lake of fire. Amen. While the earth roll on, and then that's that perfection beyond perfection that hadn't even entered into our heart and mind. The great thing, it'll be so great, so wonderful, and that's what'll make it exciting. Amen. The great things, the wonderful things, just continue to unroll. Amen. And here we are today, watching the great things of God unroll, and we see the world about to go into the great tribulation. Amen. But there's a people rejoicing in the Lord, praising God. Amen. And happy as can be, we'd say. Praise God. So I believe I'll just leave this where I'm at this morning here. And we just praise God. Amen. For these great things. So let us pray. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord. We love you. And we just praise you for what you've done for us and what you're doing. And Lord, we just thank you for the wife of the Lamb. And not only that, but we thank you for your people, the truly born again, and for those, Lord, that still believe in the moral law that's just as strict, amen, that you allow to go in the millennium to repopulate the earth. Oh, we praise you for it, Lord. And we thank you. We thank you for the plan of God that's working perfectly. In Jesus' name, we just praise you. Amen. And amen. All right. All right, all right. Why don't you have one to sing for us today? Praise God. Amen, amen, amen. I'm about to get happy here. Amen. This is great things of God. How wonderful, how wonderful. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen. We love you, Lord. On the special access, the revelation of it, the Lord had given me. Oh, it was sometime back when Ben preached that, but I just noticed the word special access, and it was the only time he had mentioned it ever. And it kind of just stayed with me, and I was just meditating on it some weeks back, and the Lord revealed to me about how in the main river of salvation, you know, like being born again, that the people, you know, that God's people had access to him through the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. But to have special access to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ, it came by the name of Christ, the wife of the Lamb. So it was being married and called by the name of Christ, the wife of the Lamb, that gave us special access to the Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And I just praise him for that new river that came into us, that feminine part of the Christ Spirit, and solidified and was married to the masculine part of the Christ Spirit, causing us to take on the glorified flesh and bones, which is the righteousness of, that's the fine linen, clean and white, and it is the righteousness of glorified flesh and bones. For the outer man. And I just praise him for that. And I thank you, Lord, for everything. There is a new and pure language that God gave to us, showing the new birth of the body of the wife of the Lamb. In glorified flesh and bones we are now found. This is the word. After marriage, this is the word. After marriage, the word of glorified flesh and bones is the word. After marriage, oh, this is the word. After marriage, this is the word. After marriage.
marriage, the word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. It is so good to be the queen of the great King, the Lord Jesus Christ, and to know that all the attributes of God, male and female, are flowing through us, his glorified wife. Oh, this is the word after marriage. This is the word after marriage, the word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. There is a new and pure language that God gave to us, showing the new birth of the body of the wife of the Lamb. In glorified flesh and bones we are now found. This is the word after marriage. This is the word after marriage. The word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. It is so good to be the queen of the great King, our Lord Jesus Christ, and to know that all the attributes of God, male and female, are flowing through us, his glorified wife. Oh, this is the word after marriage. This is the word after marriage. The word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. Oh, this is the word after marriage. This is the word after marriage. The word of glorified flesh and bones is the word after marriage. Oh, we're the word of glorified flesh and bones, which is the word after marriage.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise, we praise you, Lord. Praise thank Lord. You.
Amen.
Thank you, my Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The word after marriage. Amen. That's a good thought there, isn't it?
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Well, that's what we got. We've already been married to the Lord, and he's already brought those souls back with him, those spirits. They came as a visible to, they Paul saw them in a visible way. He called them tabernacles, and he, what else did he call them, tabernacles?
Well, they were a building of God, but he saw they were spirits.
Yeah.
Yeah,
building of God, spiritual body there. And so they came back, and they came back for one purpose, to hear what you're hearing today.
Yeah,
and now we begin to, since we're connected and become one with glorified flesh and bone, they've done the same.
Yeah.
So we see them as glorified flesh and bone.
Yeah, this is
I tell you what, this message has revealed so much.
Yeah.
Amen. And it's revealed him that way. And this is the only message that I'm aware of that reach back and catch those and bring them up and show what they are and show how they came forth. And then it shows those that was put to death in the tribulation period, how they'll come forth and live in the millennium, but they're not. They're not the wife, but they're an order of saints, and they're dressed in white robes. Amen. Oh, it's just, you got something on that?
Yeah.
Wake up. Amen. They're dressed in white robes. Yeah, yeah. I'll tell you what. It's just so good. We're getting excited around here.
Yeah. Hey, I just want to say that, say, Paul's message, his gospel, was revealing the spiritual body of Christ. That's what they had formed. And that was that building of God in heaven. And because when their bodies passed away, then their spirit and soul went into that spiritual building. Yeah. You know, it formed that spiritual body of Christ.
Yes, amen.
So Paul's gospel revealed him as that. But our gospel of glorified flesh and bones is revealing those spirits in glorified flesh and bones, because we can't go back and reveal them as a virgin and reveal them as a spiritual tabernacle, because they've changed dwelling places, because they've been taken on glorified flesh and bones. And that's why we see them as glorified flesh and bones, because we changed from being members of the spiritual body of Christ to being Christ, the wife of the Lamb, in glorified flesh and bones.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. I tell you, this just... One man said, this is gooder and gooder, you know.
Yeah, you,
amen. So we just rejoice in the Lord and we praise God. Amen. We brought that, Barbara got a song on about crossing the Rubicon.
Amen.
We've crossed the Rubicon.
Amen.
Amen. And when you hear that word Rubicon, that's a river over in northern Italy that was a border. If they crossed it, then they were in trouble. They couldn't. Normally, they had an army on the other side that would take care of them, you know,
amen.
We'd say. Amen. So once they crossed the Rubicon, they didn't go back. And we don't want to go back.
Nope.
Amen. We found the land that we were looking for.
Amen.
Amen. We've crossed the Rubicon. Amen. We didn't cross the muddy Jordan. That's what they call death, you know, crossing Jordan. But we've crossed the Rubicon in glorification. Amen. We praise God.
Amen.
Amen. So we just glorify God and thank Him. And with that, we'll be dismissed and just enjoy hearing the message. And I'm talking about many people hear it over and over, and I'm one of those that usually I don't get it all the first round. I listen and get it. More later, see. Amen. I'll think of something. Sometimes when I hear a tape, I'll think of something that I wish I'd have said in my preaching that didn't come to my mind then, but it comes to my mind when I'm hearing it. Amen. So God bless you, and
amen.
Let's just bow our head in prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we just thank you for service today, for the word, and Lord, we just pray that you'll just help us to keep on glorifying you, keep on rejoicing, and keep on being all that we can be for you. In Jesus' name, amen,
amen.
And amen.
Thank you.